model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
Play Jackbox with Jack Black? Of course. He's got to be one of the only celebrities that I think I would be excited to play Jackbox with. Almost every other one I think would be a nightmare. I would say 95% plus of celebrities I could name, I think it would be bad to play Jackbox with them. I think they would either be not funny, or they would be so concerned about accidentally, like, desecrating their public image that it would be uncomfortable, which is their right, for the record, but that's why I wouldn't want them to be in the lobby in the first place. Jack Black, I think he's one of the comedians where I think if he were to say, I'm going to stop swearing, I would be like, this guy's still going to find a way to be funny. It's crazy that Jack Black is like one of the most wholesome celebrities I can think of, when like Tenacious D's first album is full of songs like, you know, Kielbasa, Double Team, Fuck Her Gently, etc., etc. But like, I don't think he's like rehabilitated like a horny image. He's just like, he's just been authentic to himself the whole time. And that's wholesome in and of itself. Is he Reddit's next darling? Are you traveling here in a time machine from like the year 2004? He has been a darling on Reddit and elsewhere since he burst onto the damn scene in like 1998. Everybody loves Jack Black. Now, Jack Black movies, he has a few that are really good for sure, but some of them, I like them, but a lot of people find them a little hit or miss. Shallow Hal? No, you under no circumstances do you have to hand it to Shallow Hal. That's one of the ones you don't have to hand it to. The Holiday, I don't really vibe with that one either. I also, listen, some of you weren't there. I saw Nacho Libre in theaters and I was like, I didn't think it was very good at all, quite frankly. But he's got some good ones. And whatever he's in, maybe this is like a psyop, but when he's in something bad, I'm never like, oh, this movie sucked because Jack Black was in it. Enormous, incredible value. I'm always like, that movie sucked in spite of Jack Black being in it. Also, what's it like to need to play optimally in order to win in The Binding of Isaac? I wouldn't know what that's like. You recognize right now, I wouldn't say I'm Michael Jordan, but I would put myself up there. Maybe I'll be like a Moses Malone type. You're basically telling Moses Malone like how to get more blocks. And I'm like, buddy, you're 5'8". No disrespect, I know how to get blocks. I'm 7'1". You just put your hand up in the air. It's that easy. You are using Maybelline. I was born with it. Ergo, I don't know how I'm doing it. I just do it. Again, we got to talk about the differences between min-maxing and max-minning. If you max your video games at the expense of the rest of your life, you're max-minning, not min-maxing. You might even be min-minning, because I don't know, like, I mean, this is like a single-player game. There is no World Championship Binding of Isaac where you're going to, you know, get tilted on stream and show off your $14 million checking account balance. It's simply not going to happen. I mean, you have thousands of hours of experience. That's what I'm trying to say. And you're trying to explain to me how to play the game? Have you even been alive for 1,000 hours? What is that, like 50 days? Yeah, you probably clear that. I don't know. I can't speak for you. You never know with this website. 14 mil in checking is crazy. I know, dude. Who does he think he is? Sam Bankman-Fried? Can we at least... No, I was going to say, can we start a petition to get him to at least move that money to his savings account? But I don't want anybody... I don't want to start a brigade. But like, bro, depending on what bank you're with right now, you're probably earning like nothing in your checking account. You could be earning 5% per annum in your in your savings account, at least, and all you got to do is like two clicks in online banking, okay? Like that seems like that's money well spent right there, or well saved. Maybe not 5% in the savings account, but maybe like 2%, something like that. Depends where you live. Depends your bank. I'm not even making 5% on my investments. Really? Have you checked the stock market year to date? What the hell are you invested in? Inverse S&P 500? Triple levered? No, don't run away. Don't close the tab. What are you invested in, brother? Solana? Come on. What do you got? The S&P minus 500? Is the S&P up year to date? Brother, it's up like, it went down like 2% yesterday. Because there's always one dude, Red Toe, are you here? There's always someone that comes into my chat and updates me on the stock market. Red Toe always comes in and is like, stocks, the S&P 500 took a bath today on below average guidance from FedEx. And I'm like, dude, what are we doing here? I mean, I appreciate it, but it's nice that I don't have to pay $5 a month for Bloomberg News anymore, but Mölln had a reverse stock split yesterday. What the hell is Mölln? Manchester United, Liverpool Nation? Mölln? Her name is Mulva? Your mom. I get it. It's my mom. Mullen Automotive? Log off from the internet. You can do whatever you want, okay? Congratulations to Mullen Automotive, a used car dealership located in Princeton, New Jersey. We don't mess around with that kind of stuff here. That's, you know, you got to take that to different Twitch channels. I'm not going to enable your gambling addiction, okay? From Minsk to Mölln. That's a good Seinfeld reference. Just for one day, there should be a Cine to Nerdle that lets you use the fake Seinfeld movies to connect. From Milan to Minsk, Rochelle, Channel. I don't even know if they have real actors and actresses in them. Sack lunch. I always forget about sack lunch. That's what I call a sack lunch, etc., etc. The Wedding Crashers, perhaps you've heard of it. The Lord of Dodging has logged on and he's not going anywhere, folks. He is not going anywhere. Half of dodging in this game is just believing that you can dodge. And you're gonna backseat me. Oh, you can get one extra key if you fucking blah, 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 blah. You know who you're talking to here? Hang on. I know exactly what we're doing. Bombs are key. Holy cow. He turned himself into a pickle. I just can't put myself in the shoes of somebody who's watching me. I mean, this is what? Streak 15, year 12 of playing The Binding of Isaac. Shouting item room in all caps. Brother, we just won the run. You're going to be fine. We'll walk into the room and get fucking Maggie's hairpin or whatever, plus 2% chance to not do anything at all. You got nothing to worry about. You're in good hands, okay? This is why when you're in the Uber, you backseat drive in your head. Don't get me wrong. You're like, why are you going so fast? You can't park there. This is a no loading zone, et cetera, et cetera. When you're in a bus, you just got to chill out. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, okay? You leave that up to the bus driver. The bus driver is a professional. You're sitting in row 17X. Like, you got no control over the outcome. You don't even have to worry about it. You're in good hands. You're going to have a good time. You're going to get from Chicago to Springfield, Illinois. It's going to take you, I don't know, I would say approximately like 31 hours. But that's the price you pay for being afraid to fly. That's fine. You look at your phone. I hope you have a portable battery back there. How wild is it that school buses don't have seatbelts? So we were always told, and this might be a cope, but we were always told that the buses were engineered to be safer without seatbelts. But that doesn't seem to me to make sense. Because they still had seatbelts in like the first two rows. Do any buses have seatbelts? Yeah, like coach buses have seatbelts. And like, they're not that distinct from like a city bus or a school bus, which is why I'm, but it's crazy. Like when we were in Hawaii, like a couple of the tours we went on had coach buses. Adults do not be putting on their seatbelt on a coach bus. I guess it's because they, when they grew up, they were using school buses. Hello.
Can you get her style?
So cute, honey.
She picked her own bow.
You picked your own bow?
And then I tied her hair like a magical girl.
You do look like a magical girl. Do you want to play the no game?
Yeah.
Oh, you won already. She didn't find that as funny as I did. How are you feeling this morning, honey?
I'm thriving.
You're watching me play this game?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a great idea. It's a little gross.
I like when you play.
You like when I play this game? You know, when you were like a little baby, you used to sleep in your crib behind Daddy, and Daddy would play this game and talk into this microphone. It's true.
So pretty.
I like your blue bow. Oh, it has like a little shoe on the bow.
Yes, because it's Cinderella.
Oh, it's a Cinderella bow. You gonna put it on my chair? You wanna put it in Daddy's hair?
That's the bracelet kind
of. Ah. Oh, I see. It's a bracelet too, like Mommy said. Yeah, what are you gonna have for breakfast? Oh, I'll see you after the work is done, honey. See you this afternoon. She's been a little emotional. Well, she's been sick. Also, she's a big Minnesota Timberwolves fan, so she was not. She wasn't stoked about yesterday's game. I mean, brother, I got nothing against Anthony Edwards, but why he's eating shots from like. Really, really low confidence areas. You got to play the cycle a little bit more than that, man. Do not let her see Brazilian Timberwolves Twitter. True, though. True. Dude had to choose that game to watch. Yeah, I know you're like number one in the West or something like that. But I mean, like, you couldn't come up with a way to stop Tyrese Maxey. The dude is like the shortest dude on the basketball court. He was probably like, what? 6'7". Rudy Gobert is 8'4". You couldn't figure out how to stop him. All Rudy Gobert knows how to do is use his freakish wingspan to go like this and go, what? After he clearly fouls someone in the paint. Like, I thought the dude was the defensive player of the year. Watching him flop around on the court, honestly, I was offended. He should be the offensive player of the year, in my personal opinion. Plus, he started the pandemic. What do you think about Embiid getting 20 free throw attempts? Stop fouling him, bro. You know, what do I think about the Canucks scoring on every single power play? Stop obstructing Elias Pettersson when he enters the zone. Oh, wait, you can't? Because he's the best player in the National Hockey League? Well, then enjoy your 2 minutes in the box, bro. It's the price you pay. I didn't take damage. What's this boss called? I believe this is Big Bumbus. Bombino? Something like that? Don't say it. Please don't remind me of the reggae singer. Hey, Zimbiji. Thank you for the gifted subscriptions. Thank you, Zimbiji. Zimbiji. Stop saying it. You can say Zimbiji. That doesn't bother me. It's what everybody else is saying. Canucks are 22-9. I know. I wouldn't have thought it either, man. Not me, like, not even watching the games because I'm usually either being a dad or going to bed. But Googling NHL power rankings and being like, really? People got the Canucks somewhere from like 5th to 2nd? It's crazy, bro. I've been watching this team like semi-religiously for like, I don't know, 8-9 years. And we've been pure anus essentially the entire time. Except for like 2 weeks in the bubble. I would like to get nothing, Lebowski. I would like to, I would schmelt this trinket so we can take our other trinket. Yeah, but those 2 weeks, brother. Oh, baby, those 2 weeks when we beat the Minnesota Wild in the playoffs that we shouldn't have even been in, and then beat the Vegas Golden Knights in the round we shouldn't have been in. No, sorry, I got it backwards. Beat the St. Louis Blues in the round we shouldn't have been in, and then lost in seven to the Vegas Golden Knights, but we shouldn't have been there anyway. Oh, now we're talking. And then the next 3 years when the team was like the second worst team in the NHL. Just being there is good sometimes. So true. Me, when I'm a fan of Peter Sellers. Is being there Peter Sellers? It is. Plus two. Thank you. You should root for the Knights. They're all Canadian players anyway. Here's the thing. Based. Rooting for Canadian teams. Faced. Rooting for Canadian players. Erased. Rooting for whichever team is closest to you, because every player on every team, regardless of their nationality, would spit on you if they saw you on the street. I'm rooting for the damn logo, brother. I'm not that concerned about the nationality of the players on the team. I'm just rooting for the Blue Orca. If the Canucks win the Stanley Cup, will you join the riots? There won't be riots this time, because all the hardworking British Columbians who rioted the first time have been priced out of the greater Vancouver area. It's one of the downsides of gentrification, is all the rioters have moved on to Abbotsford. I would be very scared if the Canucks win the Stanley Cup if I lived in Abbotsford or maybe somewhere in Alberta as well. In the city proper, you might hear a couple of honks. You might hear some horns being honked. Scott Road might go crazy down in Surrey for sure, but in Vancouver proper, I think you probably, maybe just a little bit of a blip. Might be a standing ovation at the Joey's on Burrard. Just like how the riots last time were a blip. What do you don't know how to riff, brother. Sorry. It's giving reply to Elon Musk on Twitter energy. You're restating the original premise of the joke at me after I flipped the premise. Like, that's not how you be a good straight man, or the opposite. What's the opposite of the straight man? The punchliner? The wild card? The goofy guy? Yeah, the goofy to my Mickey. She goofy on my Mickey till I yuck. And a minus two there. It's not my favorite joke format. I got more LOLs than anything I've ever said. My reflection is a damage up now. I don't know about all of that. Did Christina know that when she sang it on the Mulan soundtrack? Because I would lose a lot of respect. Glad to watch the stream live for once. There's no substitute for live entertainment. Like, when you watch in the VOD, you're safe. You know I'm not going to roast you, unless you tweeted me something. If you're watching live, you're in, like, the front row at a Gallagher show, bro. You don't know if you're going to... You should just expect to get some watermelon on your face, quite frankly. You big disgrace. Waving your hammer all over the place. You ever notice the popularity of theme restaurants these days? Sorry, I stalled a little bit. I think my brain is beginning to rot. I had a dream about DL Guiga. Can I just say that was a message I read in chat? That's not a message that came from my brain. That's crazy, bro. How could you had a dream about DL Guiga? Are you in the Peloton? I didn't see the username of the person who stated that. Are you in the Peloton group, or are you just watching too much content? Because if you're not in the Peloton group, that's like you need a tolerance break. I think you need to smoke more weed so you stop dreaming. You're too sober. And I don't say that very often. Because this website these days it very rarely applies. People go to the Peloton board just to see the activity on the Discord. It is crazy. We must be like the only streamer Discord. I mean, I don't mean this to be rude. I just think like it's genuinely true. We got to be the only streamer Discord where the most popular channel in the Discord is the exercise channel. It actually gets like 5x the chat activity than any other channel on the entire server. It's crazy. Like, what about Misk? Misk gets like 100 messages a day. Hashtag Peloton gets like, it probably gets like a couple thousand. Peloton users are kind of psychotic. No, not really. I wouldn't say at all, to be honest. They do use Peloton as a misc. I mean, people are out there giving each other like employment advice. I guess, you know what? It's the only part of the Discord where people are allowed to talk. That's probably it. Because if you try to talk, if the conversation starts in Twitch about a stream and then it deviates, like conversations normally do, right? Like it deviates into another topic, the mods shut it down instantly. They're like, this is not a conversation about Twitch. Please take it to Misk. And I could just, whenever I get told to take it to Misk, I'm like, I'm not taking it to Misk. It's freaking dead in there. Like, I shouldn't even be talking in the Discord to begin with. Like, you really think I'm going to go over to another channel and be like, oh, so as I was saying, like, no, I'm gonna take this opportunity to go do something else. I'm not insulting Origin. They run a tight ship. I'm glad. Like, we shouldn't be having the conversations there to begin with. I made the Discord so people wouldn't talk. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. It's the knowledge that people are gonna talk anyway. They might as well talk in an environment that I have some awareness of. And as a result, we can control the moderation standards. I was looking at Chad, who's glancing. Did you see the recent paper published that said that unless you are a serious athlete putting in like, you know, tens of hours a week of exercise, your basal metabolic rate for a person who exercises and a person who is sedentary is typically almost the same. But the hypothesis is that those who exercise, their body then spends less calories throughout the day doing things like manifesting anxious energy about things that might come to pass. Now, I don't know if that makes any sense. I saw it on Twitter from a scientist, but I was like, it sounds interesting. Is there a link to that? Yes, but I would be killed by the government if I sent it to you because it's on JSTOR. You need to pay Ryerson University $100,000 in order to have access to this information. Yeah? You're gonna do a solo Costco trip?
Yeah.
Without me?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, that's fine. It's actually better. I've just... If anything, I'm actually proud. Because I think like 6 months ago, you would have been like, I'm not sure I'm ready for that. But now you got the skills. Do I need anything from Costco? All right, I do. I need... You're not going to be happy. I need Stoke cold brew. Just 1 2-pack is fine. And I do need a 30 rack of Coke Zero.
Are you kidding me?
The last time we bought was 2 weeks ago. It's on schedule. That's why I said, she said I can't move that. And that's why I said you're not going to be happy. Okay, that's fine. No. This, just the Stoke is fine. I can I'll fulfill my Coke Zero need from another store that I'll go to. No. Don't risk it. Like 12. No. It's 355 milliliters times 30. So it's, I don't know, quick maths. I don't know. I've just literally told my brain not to do it. Here, 1 second. Three, so it's like 10 liters, so it would be like, 10 kilos. I don't know. Yeah, the cans also have some weight to them, I suppose. Don't I feel disgust? Not really. I feel disgust every time I eat those TGI Fridays potato skins out of the freezer because I've got no other food right now. That, I feel disgust over that. I don't feel that disgust over drinking two Coke Zeros a day. Wait till you find out what's in your bubble tea, sweetheart.
I don't drink two a day.
Yeah, you're lucky for that. Well, she's right. She's saying she'd rather have two bubble teas a day, which is, I think most people would probably plus two you on that one, quite frankly. Which is, I think honestly, the Stoke coffee is S tier importance, and then bread would be nice. And it doesn't really matter what bread it is to me. Anything that fits the bill is fine. And then whatever you think you need, because I know you're going to get some stuff for the holidays. I don't want you to be... I have lots of lunch meat. Just the bread would keep me going. Thank you. It's over, boys. She didn't say you're welcome. What kind of Stoke, though? Well, in Canada, it's a default, okay? Because... we don't have the other flavors of Stoke at the Costco yet, so I'm getting green, which I'm okay with. Green's probably my second favorite. If I'm buying a la carte Stokes, I'm a red guy. I do like a little bit of the sweetness, just a hint. But otherwise, I'm a green by necessity. What should I buy for myself from Costco? I have a $250 gift card. That's easy. Half the gift card, burn it on a year's executive membership. The other half of the gift card, 82 hot dogs with 82 drinks. But make sure you get the executive membership before you get the hot dogs, because then you'll get an extra... never mind. I don't think you get cash back on your food court purchases. Sorry, I've given you horrible advice. Listen, they're already giving you a deal on the food court. I'm not saying they're nickel and diming you with no cash back on the food court. Dude, my blood pressure got so high the month my wife went away. All I ate were Costco hot dogs. I had to go to the hospital. Okay, don't do that. I feel like a Costco hot dog is a once a week at maximum sort of thing. All men, I think, have to go through this journey of discovery. Just because you can do more doesn't mean you should. In fact, most of the time, it actually means you shouldn't. And I think that goes for like almost every vice that you can think of. Maybe every other day? No, once a week. On average. Like, I'm not saying if you have two Costco hot dogs in a week, like, you're gonna die. But if you average two a week, my two cents is that, like, that's not great. If you average one a week, that means you have two a week sometimes, and then maybe you don't have one next week because things just get, you don't find yourself going to the Costco. It is insanely cheap, though. You almost can't afford not to eat them every time you're there. Like, it's insane that not everybody who works at Costco is dead, because I would probably be dead if I worked there. You know the restraint it would take to work at Costco and pack your own lunch every day, knowing that the lunch that you're making is costing you more than it would cost you to buy your lunch at work? Like, that's insane. You're really going to spend like $7 on ingredients to bring a salad to work when you could get a hot dog and a soda for $1.50? I would be dead. I would keep it going for like a month probably. I'd be like, yeah, no. It's really nice to have these salads. You know, it keeps me going all day. Then like I'd get a little bit busy and then I'd be like, oh, this week I'll just have like a hot dog once or twice. And then like a month later, I would be in the hospital for sure. It's kind of how it is working fast food. Bro, did you see that because the Timberwolves missed two free throws in a row? Everybody that scanned their QR code at the Philadelphia 76ers game got free chicken nuggets. It was the biggest cheer of the whole night. They cheered when they took over the lead from the Minnesota Timberwolves, but the fans really cheered when they found out they were getting free chicken nuggets because they bricked two free throws in a row. They were like, yeah, it is indeed called Brickin' for Chicken. The special is so popular, they expanded it to like 2/3 of the NBA. That's crazy, man. Piston fans have been waiting 2 months for 5 free boneless wings for winning one game. Now that's really fun. Anytime a team goes on a losing streak that's like 20-plus games, that's funny, man. Origin just said in Discord he got banned from Twitch. What happened? Hang on. Wait a second here. I'm scrolling down. Did they? This is a trap. I did. What happened? I didn't ban him. Oh, because when you were talking about people in the Discord going off topic, you said, yeah, I'll kill them. Twitch auto mod went like, yeet, that's a death threat, and kicked you off the platform. they're gonna accept your appeal, okay? I hope you wrote something in the mitigating circumstances that was like, in context, this actually wasn't a death threat, okay? If they decline it, I'll send them a message. Like, there's a good lesson to learn there. I know Talia got banned once because they wrote, I am 14 years old in chat or something, or I am 12 years old. Listen, I'm being serious. If they don't get back to you, I'll talk to my partner rep and be like, can we please unban this person? Yes, don't type it, because it's not a person, it's an AI. They'll ban you and you'll be gone for like 3 weeks. You'll be like, ha 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 ha, and then like for 3 weeks, you'll be like, I can't type anything. This is boring. Okay, slash marker, repentance.